going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
There he is, our guy. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Dillard. He is the one and only Tim Dillard here on a Friday, a little bit different than a Thursday, with the Brewers played yesterday and lost. And now they start a series in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. Tim Dillard, how are we this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. Just walking on the concourse of Busch Stadium.
That's a beautiful stadium. Did have a lot of fun there. Lots to do in St. Louis for people that have never been there before. Lots and lots of fun stuff to go do and lots of great barbecue and all that good stuff. Okay, so let's talk about the Brewers' defense. What's going on, man? I mean, Yelich having issues, Terang having issues on this last trip out there to San Francisco. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Pretty strange things. If it was centered around one guy, you'd be like, okay, the guy had a bad game, a bad series. But it was multiple situations with multiple guys. And in particular with Yelich, I think he was just trying to make something happen. He knew it was going to be a tough play at home on what was going to be a sacrifice fly off Adames' bat. So I think he was just trying to picture in his head of throwing the ball home before he actually caught it. It happens. We see it all the time. But that tacked on to three errors in the series, multiple fielder's choices, I think like seven, which means there were chances for double plays. I know you can't assume the double play, but there's a lot of those that could have been made. So, and it was just all around the infield. Reese Hoskins, a couple of missed catches over at first. So then you start taking a step back and you're like, what is going on? And that's kind of what you're asking. And for me, honestly, I don't know if there was something wrong with the infield grass per se, on some of the ground balls, but you have guys out there that can field pretty amazing. And they were having a hard time coming up with it. So I don't know if there was something deeper than that, but either way, I think they're going to get back on track pretty quick.
Let's talk about the pitching, because the big talking point that's been going on with the Brewers is, oh my God, look at the riches of pitching that they have, considering once all these guys get back, like Hall and Gosser and Ashby, not to mention your normal starters like Savali, and Nestor and those guys, they're going to be overloaded on top of the guys you already have in this rotation at this point. I guess I'd say surprised necessarily, but I was hoping that they were going to keep Henderson in this rotation, and they decided to move him down instead to bring Tobias Myers back. To me, and I want to get your take on this, obviously you're the guy that pitches, between Henderson, Patrick, and then Priester, I think I like Henderson the best of the three that I've seen so far. If you were to stack those three up, how would you do it?
Oof, I don't know. You know, that was one of the big question marks after all the starters started getting injured. It's like, well, who's going to start? Now we're having the conversation like, all these guys are pretty good. Yep. You know, who are we going to go with? But I feel like we've had you know, parts of this throughout the last several years where they just feel like they have too many, if it's bullpen or too many guys that play the outfield or whatever. And those things always work themselves out. They just kind of do. I don't know. I think they all have their points. I think what the Brewers have is the freedom to kind of push these guys against teams that they would thrive against more. You know, if I have a starter that's really well against lefties, then you're about to play a team that has a very hefty left-handed presence, then they have a chance to kind of make moves and make something like that happen. I think they just went with the easy move. Guy just pitched a gem. Congratulations on your major league debut. Go back to AAA. That's a bummer. but that was just a quick move because they wanted guys that were fresh in the bullpen. They wanted guys that were fresh starters. So that was probably the only reason. But you could substitute any of those guys, I think.
You know, the other part of this, I think, is looking at this bullpen and what it looks like. Peguero already got moved out of there. And now Hudson, the latest one to get moved out of here, what is his biggest issue that you take away from watching him play?
Well, Brian Hudson's a good pitcher. We saw what he could do last year, scuffled early on, especially lately. But last time out, I mean, he was throwing some really good pitches, and I think the walk that he had was basically just because the umpire wasn't giving him anything. It happens, right? But when you're trying to throw a clean inning, you know, to get back on track, that's always a doesn't go your way. You're like kind of mad about it, but he settled down, did great. But for me, he was, you know, he's missing down the middle. And if you're a bullpen guy and you're coming into situations, guess what? There's guys on base and it's probably a point in the game where hitters are being extra aggressive. So if you're throwing 89 and you throw it right down the middle, these guys are not missing it because they are locked into attacking you and getting at you early. And I just felt like it was mainly just, you know, a lack of control. I'm sure he's not trying to throw it down the middle. I've left plenty over the middle. My ERA can speak volumes to that. But it's just about getting back to, hey, let's spot up. In contrast, if you look at Chad Patrick and what makes him really good, who's starting today for the Cardinals, he just lives on the edges. That's why it's really fun to watch him pitch.
What about Yoel Piamps and what's going on with him?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah. I mean, I know one day he came in, gave up a first batter homer. And then after that, he was the Piamps that we've been seeing the last several years. It was clean. It was crisp. It was location was there. All the stuff had good movement. Slider was fantastic. It's almost like an urgency thing for him. You know, sometimes they always tell, you know, you come into a game, pretend that the like a guy just swung first pitch and hit a double off the wall. That feeling you have when you throw a first pitch and a guy just scuds one, and the only reason it didn't go into oblivion is the wall happened to be there, you just get your skin starts burning. And then you lock it in, and then you make your pitches. Like, sometimes all a bullpen guy needs, a reliever needs coming in, is the mentality of, like, your skin just kind of being on fire, like you're mad because they're about to jump you. I think that's where he struggled. He's gotten behind, and these guys are not missing it.
Talking with Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter, at Dim Tillard. He, of course, is the FanDuel Sports Wisconsin, a Brewers analyst and former Brewers pitcher. On top of that, when we talk about where we are with this lineup, it appears that Pat Murphy has decided enough screwing around with Churio in the leadoff spot against lefties that he's now settled in that Bryce Terang, righties or lefties, is going to be the leadoff guy. Like it or not?
I mean, Bryce Terang is like one of the best hitters in baseball right now. It's not just me saying that. That's average. And what do? You know, look at how teams construct a lineup. You want a guy that's going to have the most at-bats. You want him at the very top of the order. You know, getting on base, setting the stage. It would be a travesty to pull back on that now, honestly, especially on what Terang did there in the Giants series. It was, you're going to throw a fastball, I'm going to hit it to left field. I mean, it's beautiful to watch unless you're on the mound and you're like, well, where do you pitch this guy? I think they're trying to go up and in on Terang, but he's done a good job fighting those pitches off and then finally gets a good one. And if they throw off speed, he's pulling it. He's pulling it to right field. He's pulling it in the four hole on the ground. And that's a tough place to be with pitchers. They don't know. They kind of have to pick their poison. But it's a result of Terang just getting on base and hitting everything that those pitchers are throwing. So to have him in the leadoff spot, so they always have a leadoff man on, it feels like, that's a good thing.
What's going on with Garrett Mitchell? Last couple of games, he's had a hit in the last couple of games, getting his average up over a 200. I guess I was expecting more power than what we've seen so far out of Garrett Mitchell.
Well, he'll get his double, and I think he's got a home run, maybe a triple in there, and we see the speed. He's also mixed in a couple of walks, but just consistency. I think that's what you're alluding to. Just he's gotten a lot of at-bats. He's gotten a lot of playing time lately, especially, you know, with Yelich going to be doing a lot of DHing and with Perkins out. So I don't know. It's a really quick swing, and usually if it's a fastball that's in the meaty part, he hasn't missed it, but they are really pitching him fastballs up. To me, it's north and south. He's okay away. He's okay in. But when they go really high and they go really, you know, low, I feel like that's where he's been struggling. So, you know, these guys are always a work in progress. It's not just us and what we're seeing. It's the analytics. It's the coaching staff. And they're always working on this stuff. So you see a problem, you address it, and you move on. So for him, I think just more contact is going to play into his hand.
I feel like, Tim Diller, this is a very negative interview because I'm asking you a bunch of things about bad performances, but I'm sorry, I can't stop myself. This is where I'm at. I got one more. Joey Ortiz, what's up with him?
I look at him, and this is what a young shortstop goes through. You know, I'm sure some of the greats have always gone through, you know, with getting your first full season at the helm, because that's the quarterback position. There is a lot more than just running out to shortstop, fielding anything that comes up, and then you got to go hit as well. You're setting up some of the defenses. You're telling guys where to go. You're covering a lot of ground. You have the pitch comm in your ear. You're always moving. It's a lot to deal with. That's why, you know, Willy Adames, he got paid. He got paid because he has power, and he handles the position at shortstop. Look at Luis Urias. We would have never had Adames if Luis Urias would have taken over shortstop and ran with it. And I think Joey's doing a great job, the fielding part of it. I think on the flip side of that, it has affected his offense. I mean, I don't know if he would say that, but to me, you look at a guy that's going through the stresses of what it takes to be a everyday shortstop, and it's kind of had negative effects on the offense right now. But again, we're still early. We're not even a month into the season yet.
Tim Dillard, enjoy St. Louis. After this, or do you get a little time off, go back to Nashville, or what's the schedule after St. Louis for you?
Ooh, you know what's fun? I have no idea. I know we go to the Chicago, the White Sox. Always cool to see Steve Stone. He's always got some great stories.
Love Steve Stone.
But speaking of St. Louis, I'm looking at the tarp just being put on the field and the rain coming down. So it should pass.
It's good barbecue at St. Louis, man. You'll be all right. There's other things to do in St. Louis if this thing gets rained out. Tim, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, you got it. I haven't skipped too many meals. You know that.
Hey, I always tell people, man, you live once, man. Just eat and enjoy. Like, nobody wants to die of a heart attack or anything, but provided you're good, man, go on and enjoy life, man. You only live one time.
Yeah, I always go and kind of enjoy the food on the concourse. So I'll report back and see what I found around the stadium.
You should just take pictures of like, every ballpark, your favorite thing. So when people go on their road, they know what to order.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Yeah. Check out my Twitter or Instagram. I'm just kind of going through there and taking pictures of the food just because some of these stadiums are gorgeous, man. Like, and I know that everybody gets to travel and catch up with the Brewers everywhere they go, but it doesn't mean that every stadium is, like, awful, that American Family Field is the only stadium out there. Some of these places are remarkable, and you should. You should get the chance to travel and see all the things because it's fun. Baseball's great.
He is Tim Dillard, and he is great, and I love talking to him. We'll talk to him again next Thursday. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let's be a little bit more positive next week, Sparky. Unbelievable.
Hey, man, I will do my best. Next week, Charlie's got to remind me, we'll focus on the positives that happen in the next 7 days. Yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
Deal. Done. There he is. You betcha. There he is, Tim Dillard.